we're holding in the next Mishnah Zayin. Boy, Oimer, Mar Bebosim, Mar Berima, Mar Benuchasim, Mar Bedaiga, Mar Benosh, Mar Bechopim, Mar Beshpach, Mar Bezima, Mar Bevodim, Mar Begezel, and then Mar Beterim, Mar Bechayim, Mar Beyeshiva, Mar Bechochim, Mar Beitim, Mar Betvuna, Mar Bechag, Mar Besholim, Kona Shem Toi, Kona Lata, 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 Loma Bocha Beilus Bar. Now I'm going to show you how to Shemar Ba'oisem in Lahazik Eilu. In other words, there's no end to the stuff that is too much, but it's not good. Anything that's a verity, at least a verity, there doesn't seem to be any real rhyme or reason for these things. Secondly, he says, the other hand, there's plenty of things in the second episode, also where Hazal will have to get more and so on. In other words, what's the criteria for these five over here? This is part of the ongoing axiom Gemara has, that Hazal didn't throw things around and say, this is a bunch of things, this is a bunch of things, but rather, they will weigh measures. Yes, the dvarim harbe imar boisam kona lemaila. Olay zochay sam gamke. Olay pirish dobe zeh. Kibo loima ke odem u mechuba me gufa neshama. When a person is mitzias, he have a gufa neshama. Va gufa mun ha'aret an shama neshamayim. U min ha'aret ar shamayim nechtar atzara. When we speak the muscle of ten spirits, we're speaking of a measure of what it is when you go from first point to the last point. And the Mela Shemayim Taurus is a full measure. I mean, our world is a world that has a Matthias Atmis, and therefore it is something which is a full measure of Esser. The Zelman Perikamidus took it as Ma'ulam Layod Ashkina Lamatim Yastara. In other words, but in this world itself, there are many targets, but it adds up to 10 and doesn't go past 10, and vice versa. Shechina never enters into the Asura of this world. So Asura is kind of a yardstick. This world is a world of Asura, and nothing goes in, nothing goes out that is not Now he says, in the Asura itself, you can make a haluka of those that the first half that's closer to Aret, and the second half that's closer to Shemayim. Because in the haluka of Asura itself, there will be a chana between those that are more neitel lamala, like a ladder. You would say these rungs are close to lamala, these rungs are close to lamala. He didn't count in the nose because it's not an active aver. That's my assumption. Because all the things that he counted, the Nayim kind of look out, there's Nayim, at least in certainly the way he was on the Sabekat Mainim, that this Kilua, a ray goes out of the eye and, looks on the thing. Shteos Nayim, the Haloshim. And the Lashon itself is also an active element. So even though in terms of Tam, the muscle is inactive, but I guess that's part of the Chalukah the way it is. And Sakeret, the Chavishon Kremel HaKuf, Hashem Shnei Raglayim Shnei Raish Agviya. So we're not talking about internal Evarim, the stomach and the covering and so on and so forth. We're talking about the external. Ela Tremigus. V'yadua Keinayim Sheishbem Kerech HaLu'ut O'Baznayim Kerech HaShmiya O'Balosim Kerech HaDibur Krevim L'Neshama. So these are Evarim that are caused in Neshama. The truth is, without elaborating all that much, but there are, first of all, the Chalukah of 5 and 5 is the Chalukah that Kadmonim gave, that Paris Rimonim, and the Ramak speaks about that there's a Chalukah of 5 at both on each hand, because the 10 spheres can divide into 5 apiece. The Einayim and Oznayim in the past, and actually the Chaitim also, they are seen as being the first Ha'aris in the Priya. Kilu, the very earliest stage of some Chalukah into Ha'aris are these Ha'aris of Oznayim and Chaitim and Teh and Einayim. But I'll go upon him. The main point is, these are Evarim that, even though they're active, but there's a much more ruchnistic aspect to it. The Chamish Evarim Achem Kum Chem Laguf Shuman Adama. Okay, Kabin Adorim says, V'choch Matoy is V'choch Me'astora Shalitim Hashem Ba'ir. And Chazal say, what is that story? What he was, what's that story? Shalitim? Be'ez Einayim, Be'ez Einayim, Be'ez Einayim, Be'ez Einayim, Be'ez Einayim, Be'ez Einayim, So that's where it's coming from. Adkan. Hare, Asara Evarim Hem Sodom. And they're all shlitim, all these Evarim. They travel Malchus. The Tim Tachamish and Kreim and Lashama, the Chamish and Kreim and Laguf, and so on. Kishnei Aznayim, Kishnei Naim, Pate, Chamish and Eile Meruchni. Bechol Evarim, Shachis, Chisim, Pulosu, Mibli, Shimash, Mishu, Shimash, Mokhusheim, Hem Ruchni. So it's the Evarim that are active without having to come in physical contact is called Ruchni. Moznaim shemei rochak, Moznaim shemei yoyse, mei rochak, v'chein koruch ha-dibri shu sikhli. I guess koruch ha-dibri, either because it can travel without contact, or it can also, or it's sikhli vessel, so you need to come on to that. The, it's about chamisha ruchni mechamisha ruchni. Let's talk a little bit about this Nakuda here, because it's a very Chashur Nakuda. The the push of Tam, I guess, is also not listed, and that's because it touches it and so on. But he's saying here a Hakadara that is a very Chashur Hakadara in how we define things as being ruchnis and ogashmi things. There's a very famous Rambam. He says that chush hamishus kharpa ilak. The chush hamishus is a kharpa. Which he's talking about zivug and yonah zivug, which be ikka the chush that's active in the chush hamishus. The difference in Chomer has shaykhus to Chomer only by physical contact, the etzim. In other words, Chomer needs to have a metzias. And there's no such thing as some kesha between two metzias if they are not physically connected to each other. So, just like, let's take in a few areas. A person who's very physical, his hanoz and his tanugim need to be something that he can touch to his guf, that his guf can touch or not. Even when he uses his eyes, they're just sirsurim for an aveira that he's going to use his dayim for. The tanug that he has to be a palpable tanug. A person who's very physical has a hard time being mis'aneg and ruchnius, and the chval relate ruchnius, because it's not something that's palpable. It's not something that he can touch and feel, and the Nela is so, for a person who's very very physical person, is Gashmi. So having a kesher with a woman by talking, by whatever, is only a chimsa to get physical. But he doesn't have the perception of the tainu that lays in the non-contact. Because the contact is always the body. Only the body has contact. And that person works that way. It's the same way, even in Yanim and Chochma, that type of person is going to need things that he can tap on with his hands. You can't explain an Adinus to Gesvara, because if it's not very physical, even the sickly, if it's not very, very concrete and so on, he doesn't bear it. He can't relate to it. So the person is having a very his shaykhus to something else is only through physicality, which is touch. A person who is ruchni to hear something, even if he can't draw a picture in his mind, he can have a kesher with a person and feel kirva and zivuk, not physically, but simply by the kirva nafshi. And that's big hapchana. That's why the Rambam called the kusha mishnah is a busha, because the fact that I can only relate to another person with my hands is not, doesn't say much about myself. So the avarim that a person, the hands of the avu and the kula, anything which a person needs to be taken, that is chomri. It's interesting. One of the really, really big riddles in science concerns how influence at a distance, or power at a distance. Lamashal, if my magnet draws a piece of metal, I'll a double. How does it do it? So we're aiming on the fact that there are magnetic rays and a magnetic field, and that's also kilo davashal mamish, that's psychic. And that's how we're comfortable understanding radiomagnetic activity. There's a real ray, you can stop it, you can amplify it. It's a real thing, even if we don't see it. And people are nachadaita. Gravity is a puzzle that doesn't give us any minucha, because we're not aware of anything we can call a gravity wave. We don't, it doesn't exist as far, we haven't found it like it. But it means that chesed A can have a hashpah on chesed B when there's no kesher whatsoever between them. How does that work? It doesn't make any sense. There's no, there's no cause and effect in that. It's not, I mean, how does that, the Kuda, how does the sun pull the earth? There's no wave going, there's no, it's not schlepping it, so how does it work? And it's a puzzle that we haven't solved. So because in our mind, things, in the physical world, things need to touch. And so we will argument on the fact that magnets touch, but through some other, there's a real force that surrounds it, pulls it, pushes it, electrons are real, this is real, fine. Once we're aiming at that, then the fact that we can't see it doesn't make a difference. But we don't have any gisha to anything that there's a hashpah not through the koyach of touch. The eilu chamisha kreivim alaretz, hakol dvorim gashim shechim ala guf shimin aretz. That's kind of the essays of all of it. Kimoi was nine, Shashamea Mirochet, and nine or Yet Mirochet, Kinkarhadibish and Sikhli, despite Hamisha and Rukh and Hamisha. Well, the Fikar Kimsa, Kashem is from Nasan of Hassel Hadibis. Akarish Borg will give us a Dibis one Dibis for every stage. Velo says the Dibis Hamisha and Kremah, Shem is from Mitzrayim, ki gam kavod es virch mecha shecha Hashem Yisrael. Moshe mechazal shehu kash kvoidem kvoidem mokas. Moshe mechazal ki kash odem mechavod es obesimoy malan men ki ilu darti benen ikhidu oisim. So since these are all ben arum lamakom, therefore we have them as five hebrews. Connected the highest five steps that are between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu down, and then the next five will be us. I just want to add a point about this. It says that Mashiach Hashem Yisbarach he gam kabed es avirat imecha Mashiach Hashem Yisbarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu kod amokom and kashar l'mechav es avirat imun mala din at shiludat ibn and kibdo yisi. I want to explain a certain nekuda here. We can picture Kibbutz Av Ve'Em on a level of the Chumri. For instance, not different than the Goyim do, that they are the people that gave us a lot. If somebody gives us a lot, Yom HaKar Tatov. They're people who worked hard for us. They're people that physically brought us into the world, and so on. You can dehear Kibbutz Av Ve'Em not any different than Vaser Echa, a sort of a glorified Kavachim of Vaser Echa. That's one way of dehearing it. He's saying over here, there's a second way of dehearing it without the aim. We discuss my Hakara in that which is above me or beyond me. Every person, the Shaykh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is based on the understanding that a person came somewhere, there's somebody above the person, the koichai to be mashpia, and to dictate to the person, and so on and so forth, and that's the person owes it to somebody above him. That's within Adam Lamakom. It's looking at the person, at what's above the person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and parents in a certain respect all like that. When I think of my parents and I say they're one step above me, ahead of me, I have that that's my hagrasha. I could look at it a second, I could say, look, that's how much they did for me and how much I owe them and how much they had a hard time and b'chulu. That is a base Adam L'chaveri, they could type of cook and more chamish of this cook. The Hamish Afainim Ashu Shaykh bin Adam Adam Ashabar. Kizer Adam Ashmokim and Ashamayim, the Gufu Min Adama, the Chain Ashamayim, Adarat Nechav Asar Moshe Zbaya. Loilam Asar Nechav Ishus Achabachom Mako. So, 10 is an entire Ishus, a complete Ishus. And the Mela, Lefika Hamish Shechem Lamalok Shechem Lamata. It's interesting that even though he said a third is his own reshut. But in that own reshut, you mafchin between two dargis of, between the part that's closer higher up and the part that's closer lower down. The Ulkach Losan says, the Zibit Commission from the Shemayim Commission of Oret, the Zesha Oma Ke Odom Azesh, Yesh Ne Shomer Min HaShemayim, the Guf Min Oret, Yesh Ne Chamish Kinyon Min Oret, Yesh Ne Kinyon Guf Min Adoma. חמישה קניין מרוחנים, השם שייכם לנשמה. ואומר שאויסה חמישה דבורים שלכם על הגוף, הריבו בהם הפס וגילוי. כי התספת חוץ מהשיר לא פתנם לבעלי. על חמישה שאינם בגוף נמהם לנשמה, התספת לנו למעלה יקר. So, he's saying, I guess, the chiddush over here is that within the claim of the person, there's chalokim that one needs to have ribui, and there's chalokim that one should not be marta. I want to talk about this point a little bit. Lechura, we've studied different times, we've learned not recently, that ribui is never good because if something's a Tzura Shleima, sorry, then when you're being marta, you are being, you're distorting it, so on. here is, and actually it's the point that he's making. Let's take an example, a person who's running a business. So every business consists of input and output. I order, I bring in steel, and I bring out all sorts of material from the steel. I bring in iron ore, and I bring out the iron. So every business manufacturing, mahalo, there's an input and there's an output. There's a chelik of the business or the enterprise, which is which is a tachlis, and there's a chelik that's a base for the tachlis. So the muscle, if I have a factory, I need to make it pleasant so that the workers will be in a good mood and they'll produce a lot of widgets or whatever it is I want to produce. I need to produce a lot because that's the tachlis of the factory. Make the money to produce a lot of widgets, make the money, and that's that. So if I'm to ask somebody, if I sit down with somebody and I say, these are the things that go on in this factory. There's a guy cleaning it, there's a guy putting it, he's planting new light bulbs, and there's a guy producing the widgets, and there's a guy doing this and that. If I could ask somebody, I know that I can improve somebody's working. Which ones would I improve? And which one would I add to? And the answer would be, you never add to those elements that are in the support mode. You need to make sure that it's sufficient. Not a lot is a gigoyen. So if I have, I say to myself, you know, it's nice to have music playing for workers to work, but so if it's nice to have music playing, I'll bring in an orchestra. So there's a ribui on the chelik that takes a timsa rather than a soif. If I produce 100 widgets a day, and I have a plan how to produce 120 or 150, that's good. Because here I'm talking about tachlis, and the ribui in tachlis is always a good thing. So in the big picture, a ribui in a soif is not good. A ribui in tachlis is good. So, the muscle, when a person builds a building, so the strength of the columns that he puts in should only be what's needed for the building. There's always a safety margin and so on. But if somebody would say, I did twice as much as you need, let's be cautious, that's silly. There's no... if I say, you know, I was planning to build a building where I could rent out 1,000 rooms, I was able to get 1,200 rooms out, I had to rent that out, then it's kolul teiva, because that's the tachlis. So in tachlis, a ribui is not a problem, because I'm getting more than I, you know, there's no sort of a ribui in tachlis. If a company earns a lot more money than I projected, great. In Hechatimsa, every ribui is a chisarin. If I need to bring in more stuff into the factory, I'm taking away from the profit margin exception. That's the sort of the clout. And therefore, all of these in Yanim here, where you have a ribui in things that are the tachtoinim. So let's take an example. The hands, the feet, these are all Hechatimsa's to support the structure on top of it, to be misharis the person. So a ribui in being misharis is a chisar, because that's waste of time and money. A ribui in tachlis and tolos is not something that is kol kuloi toelos, and that's for the good. So the Averim, and he will, that's the point of the Mishnah, that if you marba in these five areas, and the Gemara also match up these five areas, then a person is being marva in things that the ribui is counterproductive. At best, it's useless and the mail are not good. At worst, it creates a chisor in its own right. And the ribui is going to be in five things that stand for five inyanim that a ruch is, where the ribui is a positive. I think I was told once, there was the beginning of the Tshuva movement in Israel. They had in the 70s, as Israelis, they asked at a panel of Israeli Chilonim that had become Bala Tshuva, they asked one of them, Mela, I understand if you want to become Shum, okay, but why do you go to the Ultra Orthodox? Why do you go to the most Chumadic way? So their reply was, so one of them said, because I have no use to her to be frank. But somebody else, who was more like a shtick guy, he started imitating like a Chiloni lifestyle. I get the best cigarettes, I get the finest coffee and espresso and that. And he painted different things. And then he says, but does that make me an ultra Chiloni? And they said, you just strain your cup. But there was a certain point to what he said. When you did hair tachlis, the word ribui, nobody ever said, I'm making too much money in my factory. I just never heard. A person could say, I don't have enough time for myself. But what does it mean I'm making too much money? But if a person could say, I'm spending too much money on the maintenance of the place, I'm spending too much money for this. When I'm doing it, what is too much is, it's not omit in the test of the tachlis. It's out of proportion to the tachlis. I should be able to get this tachlis at a much less input. That's where you get the sense of too much and so on and so forth. Okay, any questions?
The taitra marbe means that the person is actively pursuing trying to be marbe. It doesn't mean that the person...
Yes, if it's a male,
so I'm saying somehow we're going to have to be marzbir in the hemshich that, the marshal, the obvious, were tremendous ashirim, and that was a bracha for them because they knew what to do with their ashiris, but because they weren't actively pursuing it, so then there's not going to be marzbir daiga. But if you're actively pursuing it,
the person who knows is a vote of the marshal, the person who's finance other people, if they have the money, should learn itself, should continue in, if a person says my tachlis is I need, this is the steward that I need to run, but it's omar, I mean if the vision is so that his hanhaga requires the golden shoes and pay one or whatever it is, then that was part of the tachlis.
Right. So I'm sorry, someone just asked me to ask Rabbi that they heard a shiur that Rabbi gave Pasha Shlach 2 years ago. Rabbi mentioned the psikta that the Indian of going into Eretz Yisrael was to go in Besimcha, and they were looking around. They just asked me that.